Malpractice. I'm giving my advice on malpractice. You know, the average dental claim is $25,000 on a national basis for settlements. Okay? I get a lot of calls that our doctors want patients released, they want problems gone, or they're like, you know what, I'm not paying this doctor, I'm not paying this patient nothing. I'm not giving them $800, I'm not giving them $2,500 refund. Forget it, I didn't do anything wrong. My view is you get rid of that patient quick, because if not, you're going to spend five times that with headaches, restless nights, dealing with the board. We get board complaints, and our fee is like $3,000. That doesn't count the time you spend down at the board, preparing your notes, stress. Get rid of it. If you're going to get rid of it, make sure that patient signs a release. Individual patients, make sure you put the name. If you have an associate in there who's doing the work, make sure you document who's doing the work. Name of the patient. I get records, all they have is the first name. And I got records that are maxed up with different patients. I'm like, when did Mary come in here? Oh, put the name on the charts. Address, phone numbers. How can I submit stuff to the board when you don't even have records of it? Today's examination. The biggest problem we're having with the board right now is that, Sarah and I were talking about this earlier, the last 10 times I've been down there, we think it's clinical. My guys are stressing about clinical. You know, my margin's good, you know, I should have done this, I should have done that. I said, clinically, you're okay. I said, you got to make sure that your insurance, your notes, your coding add up. Because the last 10 times we were down there, probably 9 of those problems were cured clinically, and they pulled out sections of my guys' notes and billing that they tore apart. There's nothing like having one of the members of the board pull out a lab slip, and all your billing is precious metal, and you get a lab slip that says not precious. All of a sudden, you're going right into the table because you have no idea what that chart just said. And after the board meeting, my client said, we've been doing this for years. I never knew about it. I said, this will probably work out okay. You explained it, but you need to go back and check the records because you may have a big problem. So make sure your dates, your times add up to what your billing is. Present a complaint, assessment. Whenever we do response to board complaints, I always ask our doctors, I want to know what that person was doing that day. I want to see what kind of shape they were in. What's their emotional state? What's their physical assessment? I want to know everything about this. All that helps. So put that, if you detect a problem with a physical issue, put it in your charts. Treatment plan. I mean, we get so many doctors that the treatment plan is nothing more than a 6-line treatment plan, and they sign off on it. Give me some detail. You know, if you do everything correctly, you won't see any patients because you'll be charting patients all day long. It's a judgment call what you guys need and what you want to use, but stress detail to your staff. Final diagnosis. Surgical procedures. Did you refer it out? What was the result from the referring doctor? Did you ever find out? Because if all of a sudden they're referred out to an oral surgeon, that patient comes back to you a year later for something else, and there's a problem, there's a gap there. And the gap is, you got to answer why that gap is, and there's a problem. Make sure you put surgical issues in there that's referred out, or even if you do them, including the name. I have a lot of cases where, I didn't get that referring letter, or I didn't get that result back. You know, I know I went over to Dr. Smith and did a great job, endo fantastic. Yeah, I probably need to get that letter and put it in there. Yeah. Abnormalities, complications. What is abnormal about that patient? Well, they're going to be nuts. Put it in there. Because there are times where 2 years later, when you get a board complaint, you're going to have to remember what that patient was doing, what that patient did. Sedatives used. Medications. Strength, if you can do it. Quality, what the frequency is.